Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Okay. Okay. I have something that I want to show you and see if you can recognize it. When my kids were growing up, this is one of the things that I always taught them how to do, and I'm sure all the parents out there did the same thing. Now, I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to express it, so let's see if you can figure it out, okay?
Let's see if it's the spider.
Well, I have to finish it.
I knew it.
You knew it, yeah. Did you know that one? Itsy Bitsy Spider? Because have you ever done that one?
Duh, everyone knows it.
Well, I didn't know if everybody knew it.
But you're a doll. It's easy for you to know.
Well, I don't know about that. But that's what, yeah, an Itsy Bitsy Spider, something that... Thank you.
It's not real.
Is that real?
No.
Why?
Because a spider cannot talk.
Cannot what?
Talk.
Oh, I know. The spider can't talk, but we can, okay?
Yes.
All right, now let's do it together. Can we?
The itsy bitsy spider.
And do it.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. How came the rain and washed the spider?
Out come the sun and wash the rain away, and the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
It's,
see?
It's actually the sun dried up all of the rain. I thought it was like the spider on like a drink of fountain, and he gets washed off.
It could be a spout. It could be anything that they're climbing up on.
No one can climb water, that's for sure.
Except
it's a waterfall.
Yeah. Now, on the Itsy Bitsy story, it never says that the spider went all the way up to the top. Did it?
Nope. Not all the
and
way
where
up
did she go when she got there? And when she got to the top, was there a bunch of people up there with a cake and clapping and saying, "Hooray, you've made it. You're awesome. Such a good job." Do you think that's what happened? No?
No.
No, not really.
No? Oh, but I think we have times when we try stuff. Is there anything that you've tried and you had to try over and over again?
Doing a backflip.
Oh, yes, that's very hard. What about learning to tie your shoes? How many times do you have to go over it and over and over it again?
100.
100?
I think 150, 100 times.
Yeah, it takes a lot, and it takes a lot of practice. You have to keep going and going and going. Riding a bike. How many times do you have to get on it? And fall down.
10,000.
10,000. More times on the bike, huh? But once you've done it, who is behind you or beside you yelling and saying, "Great job! Hooray!"
God.
Yes. Who else?
God. Or your parents. But if you fall down, they have to take you to the hospital and you got to start all over again.
Oh, yes. Hopefully you don't even have to start. But what about other things in our lives that we try and try again? Just like Joni and Lori. Joni can play the guitar so wonderful, and Lori can play the piano. But what if they quit and gave up and didn't try it? Where would we? We wouldn't have a beautiful music we have today, right? Okay, wait just a minute.
Well, I had to play the flute.
Oh.
But when we switched schools, I gave up.
Oh, boring. and just a minute. And what about Grant going to school? What if he would have quit? And said, "Oh, this is too hard. I can't do this." Then he wouldn't be here as our minister and be able to give us the word of God. So we need to encourage ourselves and other people in our life to not give up, to keep going on and on and on. Don't stop. Because at the end, there's always somebody that's clapping for us, or saying hooray. You've done a wonderful job. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the strength to not give up and to keep trying and trying and trying. We know that you are with us at all times. You're at the bottom and you're at the top. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.